Chapter 2. Self-Confidence and Integrity. Your habits, the way you present yourself, and your values are all cultivated from a very young age. In fact, as you grow, it only becomes more difficult to change the way you think and behave. Now, building confidence also begins at home. But if you've always been the shy kid who hovers under the shadow of their smarter siblings, then you have a little bit of work to do. But worry not, because all you need is a little training and you'll soon come out of the dark and make your presence felt. Be confident and accept yourself for the kind of person you are. Your integrity should be your strength and not your weakness. Decide to be confident one day and follow it to the T. Your integrity will help you become confident no matter where you are. There are two kinds of kids in a family. One who's always talking and filling the house with their opinion, laughter, and sometimes weird antics. The second kind is the one who's shy and timid and would rather spend the day holed up in their room than bother anyone else in the family. The latter kinds of people are usually so quiet and into themselves that quite often even their parents will be oblivious of their presence at home. Well, everyone likes a quiet child, but not at the cost of their confidence. Obviously, if you're reading this book, it can be safely assumed that you are no longer a kid. If you are a young adult who's finding it difficult to voice their opinions at home, then you're reading the right material. Take a day and think what it is that really restrains you from going out and talking to your family members. Are you afraid that they'll not listen to you, or are you afraid of hurting their feelings? Whatever the case, you don't ever have to be afraid of speaking your mind. It's your family, and you have every right to talk to them and make your presence felt. If you're staying with your parents and siblings, go and talk to them more often than you would. Sometimes we deliberately avoid our parents because we're scared to face them or think that they might reprimand us for something. Well, there are two possibilities here. Maybe they will, and maybe they just want to have dinner with and catch up with whatever's happening in your life. Unless you take a step towards them, it's difficult to say what they really want. Sometimes we avoid our parents when we have failed in the exams or didn't clear that job interview. Well, certainly you're not the only one who's faced this situation in life. There are many others like you who face this difficulty too. But now what's happened cannot be changed, and you have to break this bitter truth to your family. No matter how much you procrastinate or how many times you go over...